Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
It hadn't been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here in the real of the Unseated Show. Hey, you know, I'm not Dr. B, but we'll have some sanity. We'll take a look at this, see what's going on across the country. Some of the issues that I know you're thinking about, but somehow some of you are afraid to say anything about. I don't know why. Don't let them do that to us. Don't let them push you into a corner. Don't let them make you believe that you have to get a shot or else, that you have to conform or else. Don't do it. You do it because you want to do it. You do it because you think it's the right thing to do. You don't do it because they're forcing you into doing it. And while all that's going on, so many other issues are being buried right in front of our eyes. And we don't know what they are because we can't pay it. You can't keep up with it all. I keep telling you guys that. You will not be able to keep up with it at all. It doesn't make you any less of a person. It just means, you know, I do it all day, and technically I get paid for it. You know, here's an interesting one that just hit. Pro-life Democrats are praising Manchin's support for the Hyde Amendment. And, man, they're just, look, I know a lot of you don't trust him. I'm not a big fan of his either. But he's exactly the kind of Democrat we need today because he's willing to push back, he's willing to think, he's willing to discuss. And there are a large group of, and you know, it's really funny, we've heard in the past, if you're a pro-life Democrat, you have no place in the Democrat Party. Let that sink in for a second. What are they saying? What am I missing here? But many, many pro-life Democrats have praised Joe Manchin. We're working to preserve the longstanding ban on the use of taxpayer dollars to pay for abortions. And, you know, they're calling other pro-life Democrats to speak up. Get involved, get engaged, start to make noise. Manchin co-wrote a letter calling for the influential Senate Appropriations Committee to include the Hyde Amendment in the Department of Health and Human Services funding bill for 2022. That's slated to begin, I guess, October 1st. The letter was co-authored by Senator Roger Wicker, Republican out of Mississippi, and Patrick Leahy, the Democrat out of Vermont. So, you know, this is truly a bipartisan approach. When you truly get people from the other side to get together on an issue and willing to fight for it. The letter goes on to say, we write to express our support for the Hyde Amendment, which has been included in annual appropriation bills on a bipartisan basis since 1976. The senators explained that the amendment prohibits federal funding for elective abortion coverage, except in the case of rape, incest, or if the mother's life is in danger. Which, I'm sorry, people, some of you don't agree with me, but you rail against abortion because it's the killing of a life, except if the mother was raped. Use a different definition. You can't say then. Are you saying then it's okay to take a life? Because you can't use the position that you can't kill it because it's a life. And then you run into this, a rape, and you say, okay, even though it's a life, I can kill it. Really? I mean, again, you can't use the argument. The letter concluded with a warning that repealing this provision would eliminate over 40 years of bipartisan precedent. In an interview with the Christian Post, Dan Green, the National Communications Director for the pro-life group, said the Democrats, pro-life group Democrats for Life, praised Manchin's letter is awesome. Joe Manchin has personally promised to us that he'll do everything he can to save the Hyde Amendment. Now, ultimately, they're going to have to make a lot of noise. A lot of pro-life Democrats are going to have to open their mouths and scream. This is the only way you get stuff done nowadays. Nicely putting a letter in front of somebody doesn't cut it. Nicely pleading your case won't cut it. It won't fix anything. I'm telling you from experience. I've seen it. I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen to school board, city council, levels like that. Democrats hold 50 of the 100 seats. You guys know that. Vice President Kamala Harris serves as the tie-breaking vote. If Manchin and all the Republicans oppose the passage of the spending bill without the Hyde Amendment, it would not be able to pass. Now, Manchin and Wicker's plea to save the Hyde Amendment comes while Democrats and House representatives have already taken the first step to repeal the provision. They're working overtime to get rid of it. They think you should have to pay for abortion. Can you imagine? My tax money should not go to that. My tax money is supposed to... Matter of fact, our founding fathers would be freaking if they really saw what we're spending and what we're spending our taxpayer dollars on. Right? As the full chamber has yet to approve the spending bill, omitting the Hyde, Democrats for Life are working overtime to put pressure on Democratic lawmakers who have supported the bill in the past. I think they should. I think they should be pushing on these guys big time. They should give them almost no wiggle room to get out of this. Really, in all sincerity. You know, additionally, the group had, you know, they drop off the Save Hyde pledges at the offices of 10 additional congressional Democrats. They want them to see what people are talking about. They want them to see the Democrats as a whole who are for life are for the Hyde Amendment. I don't know if they forgot. Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to the Joe Messina Show on GCN. We'll be back in a minute.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
This is Joe Messina Show here on the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us and paying attention and being involved and being engaged and making sure that you're getting informed properly so you can make the right decisions as to what to do, where to get involved. You know, I've got the comments that people make on a regular basis. Can we fix this democracy thing? All right, I mean, if you don't get anything else out of the show, out of 3 hours of the show, can we fix this democracy thing? Right, our founding fathers called democracy a mobocracy. They really weren't interested in having it. But listen, since you don't listen to me, let me turn somebody on. Let me turn you on to somebody I know you listen to on a regular basis, Rick Green.
Is America a republic or a democracy? You know, the founding fathers were kind of like Goldilocks when they were figuring out our American form of government, trying to figure out what would fit just right. And they said of a democracy, no, that's a mobocracy, they called it. In fact, they called it one of the greatest of evils. So they said, that doesn't fit what we're looking for. Then they looked at a republic. And they said, well, if we just elect representatives and let them do anything that they want, even though we're getting to choose our leaders, there's still no protection of our liberties. So they said, just right means a constitutional republic. It means that we're a republic, we elect our representatives, but even they are limited by what we the people have ratified and put in our Constitution. It limits government to those specific rights we've given them. It fits just right, and it's produced the greatest nation in the history of the world. We are a constitutional republic, not a democracy.
It ain't that hard, people. It really isn't that hard to figure out. This is why you have to study. You have to pay attention. I know this is going to be a swear word for some of you. I know it. You actually have to read. You have to read. You have to get informed. You have to figure out what's going on. In all sincerity, seriously. And I've learned so much just from the biblical citizenship classes I was taking. I thought I had a clue to our founding fathers, how they got involved, what they wanted for this country, and how they wanted to get there. Take the biblical citizenship class. You will learn so much more. You really will. 855-REAL-JOKE. Any questions? 855-732-5563. I want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you to tell me where I'm off, where I might be, where I ain't off, and where I is off. I don't pretend to know it all. I never have. I keep telling you guys, that's why I bring in other people, because I know they have a clue and I don't. It really is that simple. The gruesome threesome. God bless. Oh, by the way, did you hear, and I don't wish ill on any Democrat, I really don't. But I think this is all, because we're told on a regular basis how violence is down. Oh, yeah, just ask Gavin Newsom. Violence is down in California. You didn't know that?
An America we built, and one we explore. One that's been paved.
I got distracted. And truly, when you really find out what's going on, when you really pay attention to what's happening, you find out the violence is not down in California. It's up, and it's up. It's not up 10%, 11%, 8%. In San Francisco alone, robberies up over 700%. Former Senator Barbara Boxer was attacked and robbed. They took her cell phone from her earlier this week. Boxer, a Democrat from California, she was in Oakland, Jack London Square. So she was in Oakland, another high crime city. The news report read that Senator Barbara Boxer was assaulted in the Jack London Square neighborhood. The assailant pushed her in the back, stole her cell phone, and jumped in a waiting car. Boy, they'd be lighting up some other senators and congresspeople tonight, won't they? Matter of fact, I wonder how much of that stuff will leak. Right? The statement posted to Boxer's Twitter account said that she's thankful that she was not seriously injured. And listen, I am too. We don't want anybody hurt. Come on, let's be good people. We don't want anybody hurt. It's not the goal here, right? Statement posted to Boxer's Twitter account said that she's thankful that she was not seriously injured, and the Oakland Police Department would not tell you whether it was her or not for some reason. I guess they can't. You know? And that person who robbed her had just stolen the car. But there's nothing to see here. We're good. Right? It's just, like I said, it never stops. The foolishness never stops. And I don't care what you think or what you believe or, you know, you think things are better because why? Because Newsom said they were? It doesn't quite work that way. Because they're going to tell you anything they can tell you to make sure that you think everything is wonderful and fun and fine. Just like in Chicago, the violence, what is it? So the violence is not their fault because guns are coming in from other states which means they don't have to deal with it? They don't have to talk to it or speak to it? You know, you hear all over the place how these minorities want less police, but that's not what you're seeing everywhere. They went up, I think they were talking about it on the 5 on Fox. And you had another deadly weekend in most of the major liberal cities. It wasn't like just one city in particular. You see it happen on a regular basis. Portland, Seattle, Chicago, Baltimore. These are not Republican-run cities, people. Dozens were shot and some killed in Chicago. Gunfire erupted in a popular Washington nightclub. A mugger beat an elderly man senseless in New York City. Just among the minor headlines that we're going through. And in New York City, my God, there's another one. De Blasio's got to go. But I said it earlier today. You vote these people in, why is it my fault? No, really, really, really. Why is it my fault? Why do I have to, my federal tax dollars have to go to pay in your bills because you voted in people that you knew were socialists? You thought everything was going to be wonderful. Gutfeld on Fox earlier today pointed out that much of the defund the police activism led to this problem. Deal more of that under the side of break. Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to the Joe Messina Show. Be back in a few minutes.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The leaders of North and South Korea have agreed to restore lines of communication between the two countries in an attempt to improve relations. The Associated Press reporting the office of South Korea's president made the announcement, saying that the leaders had been negotiating since April and have agreed to reopen the suspended communications link between the leadership of the two nations. And public employees in California and New York City and in one federal agency will soon have to get vaccinated against COVID. California Governor Gavin Newsom announced Monday that all state and healthcare workers in the state will have to get vaccinated or get tested once a week starting next month. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio announced similar requirements for the 340,000 city workers there. Then Veterans Affairs Secretary Dennis McDonough also announced that all healthcare personnel working for the department would be required to get vaccinated. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
So now we're back. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Yeah, that's all right, huh? Be part of the solution, and I mean that sincerely. Did I fall down again? Wow, there we are. Much better. Now I don't feel so short. Okay, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution, not part of the problem, as I like to say. You know, we were just talking about all the... You're seeing all this violence going on. Chicago, Los Angeles. Yeah, you've seen it in Los Angeles, too. San Francisco, where they're actually going in looting stores. You can see them going into these stores and running out again, looting these places. It's just amazing to me. And nobody sees, you know, it's not a big deal. Like, I guess it's not a big deal. Because Newsom here in California, where you've seen a lot of, you know, whether it's in Oakland or San Francisco or wherever, he thinks we're doing great. We're wonderful. No problems. Mayor Bill de Blasio, again, thinks he's doing a great job. So does Lightfoot there in Chicago. She thinks she's doing a great job. I guess they don't even go, they don't go out of their offices or something. You know, but when it arrives at the doorstep, like they're shooting down in D.C., they start paying attention then all of a sudden. And they're going to stop. Now, again, as I said earlier, there are many in San Francisco that are not buying into everything is safe. Yeah, take a listen.
What if you could make a full-time living online?
Oh, here we go. I hate when they do that to me. But, you know, they just...
really bad. Goes on from morning to night, every single day, over and over and over again.
They're literally just taking it from the store. They're taking it, grabbing it, and running.
I mean, you don't feel safe.
I've been in this Bay Area 20 years. I've never seen this.
And I was made aware of the numbers, particularly in San Francisco. It blows your mind away.
The problem has only gotten worse.
We're talking multi-millions of dollars that are being stolen, and this money then in turn is being used by crime syndicates, both in the U.S.
You're watching these kids, people, young people, whoever, thieves, thugs. And don't tell me that they're robbing these stores because they have to feed their family. Right? I'm not buying it. When you run out with a with a 65-inch television set, you ain't trying to feed your family. Can we be honest about it? You're just a thug stealing from somebody. Seriously. And frankly, it gets pretty old listening to this kind of garbage over and over and over again. These guys are stealing from Macy's. They've broken into the store and they're stealing from, why? What's the reason for it? What in Macy's could you, well, I guess you could sell it for big bucks. You could take that cash and feed your family, I guess. Just nuts. Just nuts what they try to get us to swallow. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's get a little bit more time on this video. This is great. All of a sudden, people have a license to steal. In California, it's even worse, because they get nothing but a slap on the wrist if they steal under $940 worth of merchandise. Just make sure you steal $400 guns. You'd be better off that way, right?
In other countries, to find some really bad activities.
We're not talking about just one or two items that someone might need to get by. Our investigations have shown that there are organized fences where people are selling these products that they steal.
Someone broke into our store one night.
A guy come and just grab anything that he can get.
I work in retail, so I see it all the time.
We overlook a lot of the shops, and we always see shoplifting happen.
You know, it's just, again, back to it's amazing what's going on here. I want you to think about this. These are mainstream San Francisco shops where they're running in, they're grabbing stuff off the shelf, they're grabbing stuff out of the store, and for all intents and purposes, they're not even running away. They're walking out of the store. Some of them are running, yes, but the majority of them are walking. For no other reason. What kind of society have we become? What kind of animals have we brought up? Seriously. That's not their stuff. No matter what they think, no matter what they believe, no matter what 1619 garbage has been fed to them, this is not their stuff. Let's go to Ken in Massachusetts. Ken, thanks for calling the show.
Hey, how you doing, Joe?
Good. How you doing?
All right. Hanging in there, trying to, you know, I feel like I'm Massachusetts, like you are, behind enemy lines, you know, trying to deal with these liberals, you know what I mean?
Yep.
You guys know about the tracking apps, right? You know about the tracking apps? The health department tracking apps?
Nope. Haven't heard. Well, I hear bits and pieces in different stories. What do you hear?
Like the COVID. It's the COVID. It has to do with the COVID apps. These apps are being installed with our updates by big tech.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the Shiva and the Secretary of State. There was some shady stuff with that, you know? Mm-hmm. With he's still fighting the election with Bobby Kennedy and Robbie Bonds.
Yeah. Well, Kennedy has been out in California. He is an anti-vaxxer. I don't know if you're aware of that.
I'm very aware of that. Yeah.
I've actually talked to him a couple of times. He could not get an appointment with his own people in Sacramento. Think about that.
Mm. He's Massachusetts royalty. He's Massachusetts royalty. Think about that for a second.
Yeah. Well, his name carries a lot of weight. The fact that he couldn't get an appointment with any of his buddies up there in Sacramento, that shows you where their mindset's at, doesn't it?
I don't know. California is, and it seems like Massachusetts is like following suit right after you guys. And it usually happens that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fashions over the years, trends, usually comes, you know, goes to New York, Boston, and then treads down. It's been the way. And it seems like even now the laws and the restrictions, the lockdowns, everything else is following suit. Like we had the outbreak around here, around Provincetown. With the COVID stuff and they don't want to put this research out, but they said 60-70% of these people around 60, they said they got the COVID, were vaccinated.
Oh, they will. Shh, don't tell anybody that. You'll ruin it for them. What are you doing?
Oh, shh. So they still have to wear masks though. They still have to wear masks, even though they're vaccinated. I don't get that.
Yeah. No, they are doing it here in California. They're looking to, you know, if you haven't been vaccinated, you know, not only do you have to wear a mask, but you're going to have to get tested every week, the whole nine yards. I mean, you're looking at a Tea Party, a true Tea Party type of revolt if these guys keep this up, don't you think?
Oh, my goodness. Look what's going on in Germany and France. We're not supposed to talk about that either, right? Oh, my goodness. Vaccine passports to buy and sell goods? I don't know. I was, like, deep into Revelation and biblical theology, and I know a little bit about a little bit. And maybe some Boondock Saints rubbed off on me around here. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? This Hollywood predictive program, and I'm divergent. You know, Joe, I got, you know us Boston people. You know, we like learning, like the maples.
Right.
How do you like them?
Yeah, but also like being very blunt to the point. Listen, you know, it's funny because people have been talking about that mark of the beast for, you know, forever. And the thing that gets to me is they were talking about how it had to be put on your body and the fact that you would not be able to buy or sell without it. But if you're in California here shortly, you're not going to be able to buy or sell. You're not going to be able to go into a store and do so many other things. They're putting together a database so you can pull up your information on your phone and show it to the person in the store to make sure you've been vaccinated. So the mark, the image that's going to be on your phone is what's going to dictate whether you can shop there or sell there.
Yeah, no, that's that QR code. And there was some French guy that I had researched in 95. He was doing some research into nanotechnology, and all these white papers are out. Everybody can research this, UN, CDC, all this stuff, and them trying to play with this nanotechnology, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's there's a lot more to it than people you understand. Just look at your pet.
Yeah.
Your pet can be scanned if they get lost with the little size of a piece of mini rice. Ken, always good to hear from a buddy from Massachusetts. Appreciate your time.
Thank you. God bless.
Yep. You too. God bless. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. You're listening to The Joe Messina Show.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business. But our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer:
Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Another pretty good speech, right? Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Always appreciate the time you spend with me. Check out the other great shows at GCN Live. That's GCNLive.com. All great stable of Genesis Communication shows. All right. This one floored me. You know how I love to just to jump around in stories. If you've been around with me any length of time, you know, I just love to jump around in stories. That's all there is to it. So there was a business owner in Illinois that was fined for flying American flags. Now, he's saying it's for flying American flags. And he goes through the inspector who gave him the ticket, if you would. And he was ticketed for improper display of Old Glory. Now, the inspector came and said, here, you might want to read this, and just handed it to him. But the ordinance, or whatever it was under, was a sign ordinance. American flags are not signs. And in fact, if anything, they fall under banner codes. Okay? Now, town leaders told the news source that his flags, he wasn't fined for his patriotism. He was fined because the flag was too close to the highway. And this doesn't get much lamer than this. And the official feared that the flag could eventually be blown into traffic. Now, it's a small city, and it looks more like a general storefront that you would see in an old movie. You know what I'm talking about? Where you, a couple steps up, you have a little walkway, a plank porch, if you would, with all the stuff out there. And there's three pillars out in front. And he's got a flag on each pillar. And is he close to the highway? Yeah, he's probably 10 feet, 12 feet from the front step, the last step to maybe the first lane of the highway. And it's not a highway. It's a roadway, okay? And it looks like there's been flags up there for a long time. Nothing new. And, again, I'm looking at this thing saying, it's very obvious those flags have been there for a while. It's very obvious that store's been there for a while. And they're concerned that those flags are going to hit the freeway. Well, if he's got them secured properly, unless it's 125 mile-an-hour winds, what is the problem? I don't get it. But these are these little communist, whatever you want to call them. And remember, they never take anything away with one fell swoop, right? Everything is a little bit here, a little bit there. That's how they take it away from you. And that's what they're doing here. You can't fly this. You can't do that. It's too close to the road. It's too big of a flag. And there's where it starts. You cannot let them get away with it. These are one of those things that, look, if a 1,000 people got together and gave him $1 apiece, he could fight this. Give him $2, $3, give up a cup of coffee, whatever it is you can do. We have to start fighting this stuff back. You cannot let this stuff fester. And look at the aggravation I went through. Two major issues I went through. You guys don't know about the first one, but we're going to talk about that in a few weeks with Dan Pilla. And seriously, sincerely, thank God we had some of the means to take care of it, or we wouldn't have been able to do it. I'm not a Matt Walsh. You know, Matt Walsh puts out a call for a dollar or two here, and all of a sudden he raises $100,000. I figure God will get me through. If God wants me to keep doing it, he'll get me through. He'll make it happen. Oh, let's not forget Sheriff. Cher's in the news again. She warns that Trump will kill America. But the GOP is going to win by white dominance. I mean, have you ever seen a group that clutches on to fear? You know, they call us the fear mongers, but think about it. Joey B used to say, they want y'all in chains. They're going to put y'all back in chains. Guess that didn't work out well, did it? She recently had a meltdown about the former President Trump and the Republican Party over the weekend. I mean, she saw that wonderful stuff that was going on. The big crowds that showed up for Trump's rally. Great. The quote-unquote goddess of pop was triggered after listening to Sam Cooke's A Change Is Gonna Come. She wondered, what do you think about a third of America ripping freedom from black, brown, old, and poor Americans? Although I have no idea what she's talking about. Does anybody have any idea what she's talking about? I mean, here's somebody of Native American background, grew up poor, according to her. And look where she's sitting today. Didn't slow her down, did it? I have listened, at this point in my life now, I have listened to way too many black speakers. I've had way too many black friends that tell me, not that racism doesn't exist, but not only should it not stop you, it won't stop you if you don't let it. And don't send me emails with examples from 1950. This is not 1950 anymore. Now, Cher had the lack of brain cells to say the GOP know that they can't win the Democratic way after they just stole an election. They, the Democrats. So they're going to do it by white dominance. What does that mean? How are you going to do it by white dominance? You mean you want to do the same thing that, what was it, the Black Panthers did? White dominance. Should we have like white suits and white polls at the polling places? Remember what they did during Barack Obama's run? You had the Black Panthers outside of those polling places. They had big black sticks, black leather suits. Had that look about them? Well, that was okay. He said the Trump will kill America if we don't vote in the midterms. Yeah, I don't get that either. How's he going to kill America? Right? It doesn't make any sense, does it? And then they show pictures of people in the Capitol. You know, those buildings all belong to the people anyhow. But notice how they never show the pictures of the Capitol Police letting people in. Opening doors. Ushering them in. No, none of them do that. Right? Notice that they don't show pictures of several groups, Antifa groups, BLM groups trying to take over federal buildings. No, can't do that. I mean, think about it. What was it, Seattle or Portland? Some of you guys can correct me if I'm wrong. But Antifa and BLM, they were spray painting the walls, smashing the windows, trying to smash through the doors. I mean, physically doing damage to the place. What the mayor say? It's only a building. It's not a big deal. Well, I'm sorry. Well, what was January 6th all about? It's only a building. What's the big deal? They again, they're not self-aware. They have no clue as to what's pouring out of their mouth. Or they're so full of themselves that they think it's easy to let it pour out of their mouths and nobody should be able to stop them. Because they're right. They're righteous and they're right people. Biden calls the... can you imagine if Donald Trump did this? Biden calls a female reporter a pain in the neck. And nothing. Crickets. But if Donald Trump did that, life would have come to an end. It would have been all over. Biden lashed out at an NBC reporter. He called her, Kelly O'Donnell, calling her a pain in the neck during an Oval Office meeting. With Iraqi Prime Minister. That's great. I take that as a compliment, Ms. O'Donnell said. Imagine the condemnation of the White House Correspondents Association if President Trump had called a female reporter a pain in the neck. She's right. Right? And the reason that he called her a pain is because she pressed him for an answer. She pressed him on a new mandate for doctors at the Veterans Affairs hospitals to get the COVID vaccine. He didn't respond. She said when I pressed if there would be further federal required vaccines, he called her a pain in the neck. So you can't give an answer, can you? That would be terrible. This is the stuff that's just beyond. This is the double standard in their face. Now, when you bring up and you work with it, you get on their case for it, they don't want to hear it. They'll call you every name in the book. Well, the question of the hour is, will Biden be forced to resign? You know, I mean, when you look at what's going on, I don't know how much longer he can pull this off, really, seriously. I mean, the answers he's given, the things that he's saying, the confusion he has in the middle of the story. I mean, he's in the middle of telling us a story, one of his stories. Gets totally lost as to what he's talking about. That's scary. And it's bad. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you're spending with us here, that you spend with us here. Head up to the website, because I want you to sign up for our text alert. And that's simple. Go Joe. One word. Go Joe to 77-222. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. We will catch you back here tomorrow.